Welcome to Conversations on Compliance. The final part of this conversation on FATCA examines the qualified intermediary regime. We look at its scope and the benefits of applying for qualified intermediary status and deadlines for application.
So the qualified intermediary regime is essentially a set of rules designed to ensure that U.S. source income, like dividend and interest, paid to non-U.S. recipient is subject to tax at the appropriate tax rate. In general, U.S. source passive income is subject to U.S. tax at a rate of 30% of the gross amount paid. For instance, a U.S. source dividend of $100 would be subject to tax of $30, and the recipient would receive $70. The tax is applied at source, applied and paid by the U.S. custodian.
Yeah.
So in order for the non-U.S. recipient to obtain a withholding rate lower than 30%, for instance, under an income tax treaty, the recipient must provide documentation to his tax residence and non-U.S. status. Now, I entered into a qualified agreement with the IRS. If any correspondent bank have an account with me, request disclosure of information under the agreement, I have the ability not to disclose account holder information.
Okay. So there are some ways around it.
Yes, there is some way around. So a non-U.S. financial intermediary under status of qualified intermediary can certify, as we said, the treaty and residence of non-U.S. residents on behalf of its direct client and therefore obtain a reduced rate of U.S. withholding without revealing their identity either to upstream custodian or the IRS. Generally speaking, under this regime, the qualified intermediary can fulfill documentation requirement by complying with the local Know Your Customer, which brings us to the KYC rules, such as anti-money laundering and other rules. As such, under this regime provides for a simplified documentation process. Other benefits also include ability to obtain a refund over withholding on behalf of direct clients.
Okay.
Now, on the compliance requirement, the agreement says the agreement goes into a term of 6 years and can be renewed by the qualified intermediary. Client documentation requirement can be met either by requiring client to complete IRS special forms or, in alternative, by following the local KYC rules. Knowing that IRS has reviewed and approved KYC rules for many jurisdictions as defined earlier for about 50 countries. The specific years are subject to qualified intermediary audit requirement and are the second and fifth year, otherwise the renewal will not be done. So in general, for the years subject to qualified audit requirement, the qualified intermediary agrees to have independent auditor to perform audit on the qualified intermediary procedure and compliance. In case the qualified intermediary has less than $1 million of dividends and interest during the year subject to the audit, the qualified intermediary may be able to request a waiver of the external audit requirement.
That seems like a plus point, something that works for the qualified intermediary.
Yeah, once you sign an agreement with us, we can grant you this kind of exemption, kind of exception, and so on. The qualified intermediary must notify the IRS in writing if it wishes to have the qualified intermediary audit performed by a different auditor. They will give him, open a window here. If he wants to choose a different auditor, should inform IRS in writing. This leads us to have two standards of qualified audit report. the qualified intermediary external auditor report and the qualified intermediary modified external report.
Signing up as a qualified intermediary is a will give you certain advantages or yeah. loopholes, but your caveats.
Advantages and waiver and exceptions
yeah.
and exemption to certain areas, not to report every single information concerning your customer.
Okay.
But because the person or entity went into agreement will be subject to certain requirements.
Yeah.
Once it's approved by IRS, then total transparency is conducted, and we, as we said, from year two, he will be subject to external audit, qualified intermediary audit requirement, and from year number five to another qualified external audit, and could be subject to a waiver if he has less than $1 million of dividend and interest during the year subject to the audit. Because, mind you, Helen, those foreign banks also falls under U.S. Patriot Act agreement under correspondent banking. And those American banks who went into correspondent banking accounts with foreign financial institutions accepted the foreign jurisdiction KYC.
So what is the deadline again for signing up as a qualified intermediary?
Deadline is June 30, 2013. Banks and foreign financial should start from now to speak with their senior management, which is board, about the FATCA issues and how to amend their policies and procedures according to FATCA, and to provide the training session and awareness for their senior management and the qualified personnel who are has to comply with FATCA. And to provide also clarification for their U.S. customers and the customers or beneficial owners of accounts held with them about the reporting requirement and prepare themselves to enter into qualified intermediary regime agreement with IRS maximum by June 30, 2013.
Okay.
So the Act itself will be implemented as of 31st of December 2012, and we are expecting IRS to issue another guidance by end of August, September 2012.